Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Elizabeth Sadhu, and it's lovely to be here. I'll start right away with my tuning in chant. Om Namo. Guru Dev Namo. I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me. It's within all of us, and it's all around us. So, my goodness, it has been a crazy 3 weeks, interesting 3 weeks. Last week, I don't know what happened. I wasn't able to get logged on to the show. Who knows? And the week before that, I was sitting here. I'm still in Iowa and looked out the window in the middle of the show and saw a bald eagle, which was very fun. We're in Decorah, Iowa, where there's apparently a webcam looking at the bald eagle, so that's among certain circles, that's pretty well known. Today is our last day now. We're leaving on the train tonight from La Crosse, Wisconsin. And, as I was tuning in, I just was really pondering this idea of being present. I think that's one of my hardest things to do, being just really present in the moment. My brain is just Hello. Hopefully I can be heard now. I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden my phone cut off and then I couldn't make it even work. So I'm not sure what the message is here, except for maybe I'm supposed to get a landline. My goodness. So apologize for that. Ironically, I was speaking about being present in the moment, which I thought was very interesting, and then the phone cut off. So anyway, in the last few minutes, apparently I have about 8 minutes left, so I apologize for that big blank spot there.
I know that being present in each moment is like a really important thing for me to do, and probably for many people. It's so easy to get caught up, especially this time of year, holiday season, and the things you have to do, and the things you think you're supposed to do, and the things you think you should do, and the things you think you should do because your kids expect it, your neighbors expect it, your spouse expects it, your church group expects it, who knows, on and on and on and on. Oh my gosh. It's just too much, you know. And one of the things that's going on with us, too, is, well, we've been here taking care of my husband's mother and father for a few weeks, and they're 95 and 96. They're actually doing really amazingly well, and I think it did turn out that it was good that we were here, but you had times we just were like, why are we here? And it's, you know, we're living in this really completely different world. That's hard to be present in that, at that situation, because part of you just wants to be home and back in your routine.
The other thing that's going on with us is we're going to be moving to a different town, and there is a possible house that we're going, that a friend of ours is actually going to purchase and then rent to us. It's an investment for her, and it's really been wonky. Very interesting circumstances. The guy, she doesn't trust the guy she's buying it from, and there's just been all kinds of crazy stuff come up, and so it's kind of like, okay, is that our house? To me, it feels like our house, but my brain, again, it's hard to be present. My brain keeps jumping ahead and imagining us living there, but then I'm like, no, we don't know if it's really going to be our house. And anyway, some challenging times. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, you know, really, if you think about the world and what's going on, it's nothing. It's really nothing. And I actually really do feel very, very, very blessed. And so, but part of this, I think, is just really being present in the moment and really enjoying each moment. We're going to be taking the train back to Portland, and it's really fun being on the train. I love the kind of the slower pace of it. You have a little more space. You can walk around. You're seeing sights you wouldn't ordinarily see. It basically goes, it's the Empire Builder. It goes across
The U.S. We start out in Wisconsin, go up to St. Paul, Minnesota, and then across the top through North Dakota and Montana, some of Idaho, some of Washington. Anyway, boy, talk about really being present there. I realize this, obviously, there's a theme going on here, this about being present in each moment, because, I mean, one of the things I realized is I think I missed a lot of moments when my kids were little because I'm just jumping ahead, my brain's jumping around, and I think I have to get stuff done, when really, if you look back, you think it just wasn't, those things really weren't that important. You know, I have regrets. I wish I'd sat there and played with them more and whatever. I mean, they're totally wonderful people. I'm not, you know, I can't beat myself up about that. That's really old news. They're 32 and 35 now. But for whatever reason, I'm talking about this now. It's just from my looking back, you know, I feel really good about what happened. And I think a lot of it is I just wish I spent a little more time being present and enjoying the moment, you know. It's such a funny thing. I know it's very, very human, you know, to do that. And I know that I can be a bit of a worrier. And if my husband was here, he'd probably laugh because he knows that's an understatement. So anyway, there's many, many blessings out there. I can't begin to speak on what's happening out in the world. I'm actually really try to avoid getting caught up in any of that stuff. I just feel like it's part of this massive shift that's happening, and the thing that the angels have told me is that it's like there's so much extreme kind of hate that it also brings around a lot of extreme love and compassion. And so that, you know, we can't, as humans, judge anything that's going on. I mean, obviously, this is tough stuff, people getting killed, and et cetera. But you know what? That's not the end anyway. And it's much harder on the people left behind, really. And so the angels are saying, don't judge any of it. I mean, obviously, we do, but they're encouraging us. How shall I put that? They're encouraging us to not judge it and to trust that it's all part of this creation of new earth. So anyway, there's about 2 minutes left, and they're telling me they would love to have me do the chant for miracles. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. Dun dun ram das guru, janasidya dinasavadiya. Puri hoe karma, the opposite of janahare dhariya. Sikhiate sangati, parabrahma karanama sukariya. Atala ataho tolatu, tera antana para variya. Jini tu sevia baukara, se tu de para utariya. Labalo makamakro, the maho marakade tu de sa para variya. Dana sotera tana hai, sach tera pesa kariya. Nanak tu lehna hai, amara tu vichariya. Guru ditata mana sadariya, guru ditata mana sadariya. So the angels are saying that chant for miracles really helps us wrap our brains around the idea of change, that sometimes we cannot even begin to visualize how things are going to shift, how things are possibly going to change and shift, and how things can be, you know, how we can get some relief, how we can get some, you know, where's the love, where's the compassion, where's the beauty in this new earth. And boy, right now, it's hard to see it. So
you know, keep holding on, be in that present moment, and really feel that love and beauty that is you. The angels are saying, focus on yourself and that love and beauty and amazingness that you are, and let that radiate out. Be in your joy and let that radiate out, and that will be a huge, hugest influence that you can have. So anyway, we're just about out of time. I apologize again for that little blank space in there, that crazy phone thing that happened, and just sending all many, many blessings of love and gratitude. I continue to wallow in gratitude for everything. Much love. Thank you for joining me.